It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And today we have a show that I think will really change the way that you are using your mind and thinking about what's happening here with this shutdown. You know, yes, we are on a long, lonely trail, wandering between life and death, between six feet apart and 6 feet under. But I've come to see the universal lockdown as not merely a mistake or a crime, but as a gift that we're giving ourselves to find our voices, to step into our courage, to evolve ourselves, and to become the best version that we can possibly be of ourselves. That's a mouthful, isn't it? And some of you are thinking, wow, this guy's way out to lunch. Well, stick with me here. Today, I've got a couple of guests that are coming on the show that are going to really talk about how you can change your mind, how you can reduce your stress, how you can increase your energy, how you can start to accomplish things that you haven't been able to accomplish right now, and really reinvent yourself as a result of doing all that. I want to tell you a story before I get to my guest. About 9 months ago, there was a husband and wife that got together, and they decided to have a child. Now, they already had four children, but they're going to have another child. And so they went through the this journey together, and it was a tough journey. It wasn't an easy journey. The four children and the family sacrificed a lot to do this, but, you know, it's a gift of a child, right? So the good news is everything went really well. And 2 days ago, at 3:30 in the morning, this little baby was born, and the baby's name is Brooks. And this is an amazing story because the lady that gave birth to this child did it as a surrogate. She had known the biological mother and father for years, 20 plus years, and her husband had known them for years before that. And they decided that they were going to give this gift to this couple. And so again, on 3:30 in the morning, 2 days ago, it happened. Well, I'm proud to say that that daughter that did that is my daughter. That daughter is, her name is Erica. Her husband is Evan. And Evan and Erica decided 9 months ago to give the gift of surrogacy to Aaron and Mike. And they now have this beautiful new little son named Brooks. I couldn't be prouder of my daughter. I think it's just a gift. She is a gift in our lives. And to have that much love, that much understanding in her own heart to be able to give that gift to another human being, I think that's what life is about. That's what how we step up, we serve, we give in ways that are beyond measure. So, you know, I'm telling this story because I'm a proud dad. I'm so proud of her, what she's done. And Erica, if you're listening today, I know it's a little bittersweet for you. You know, there's the sweetness of giving the gift and also, you know, the bitterness of, you know, letting go of the beautiful child. But I'm so happy and proud for all you guys. And Aaron and Mike, congratulations on a brand new baby. I'm so happy. And I'm no Brooks. I saw the picture of Brooks. Oh, what a beautiful son. So congratulations to all of you. And I just wanted to share that on my show this morning. So, you know, we're all on this long journey. And this journey can be very stressful. This journey can be disheartening. But I don't know about you. Anything I've ever done in my life, the toughest things always had the greatest rewards. And this really is a time for us to step into our calling. I believe everybody is called to lift themselves up in this time. And with that in mind, I'd like to introduce my first guest. Dr. Laurel Mellon is the founder of the emotional brain training. It's a neuroscience-based solution to stress. She's a health psychologist, an associate clinical professor of family and community medicine and pediatrics school of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Melina is a New York Times bestselling author and researcher, speaker, and clinical training. Dr. Melin, welcome to Voices of Courage. It's great to have you here.
Hey, Ken, I've got a big smile on my face because your story is just so ennobling and just what we need to hear right now. So I'm grateful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was so proud to share that story with the listeners today because I think we need stories of courage. We need stories of goodness in our lives right now because there's so much going on. And, you know, everybody's going through a little different challenge right now. We're all kind of in the same storm, but we're in different boats. So you've specialized in emotional brain training. Let's talk about that a little bit and how that can apply to what we're doing, what's going on today with everybody, you know, being locked down at home. There's a lot of stress in the family right now.
Well, we're all dealing with a lot of stress, but everything like you with your daughter, she's been able to give a gift and she's going to need to grieve her losses. It just hurts, right?
It hurts.
And the nature of life is it's gritty. And one of the things that makes me really grateful for COVID-19, even though there's so many losses, is our country was not coming to terms with how stressed we were. Stress is the number one epidemic worldwide, and definitely America is much more stressed than most other countries. We're down there with Uganda. We're so stressed, okay? And we don't have the physical stresses that they do. Our country's been off target. And the way we've been off target is we've been pretending we feel better than we do. We've been propping ourselves up with all those excesses, with all those pills, with all those different ways of distracting ourselves and coping. And when you're sitting there, you know, for 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks inside, there's nowhere to go. And we're all in the same boat. And my hope is that this is a time when your listeners and your viewers will say to themselves, if I do nothing else during COVID-19 that's constructive, if there's any silver lining to it at all, it's that I'm going to reset how I approach stress based on how the brain actually works. And this system I've worked on for, 30 some years, and it's the best of science. And a lot of people would just say, well, I just get by with mindfulness, or I get by with cognitive stuff, or I do good self-talk. I want you to know that that no longer applies. It's not that those methods aren't good when you're in low stress, but now there's a ton of research that shows that if you're in the stress that we're discovering even before COVID, that was common in America before COVID, those cognitive top-down awareness methods flunk the stress test. And this is what makes me sad, is that if we don't know that there's five different levels of stress in the brain, the traditional methods work for the low stress, the top two, which is we number them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It works for 1 and 2. Like, for example, with me, if I didn't have these tools, I don't know where I'd be, because if I'm at 1 or 2, I can be mindfully aware. I can use cognitive strategies and positive talk. But then when my brain, this is the emotional brain, the stress brain, goes into a reptilian response, which is normal in every given day, I'm going to feel dumped. I'm going to feel abandoned. I'm going to feel numb. I'm going to feel hostile. I'm going to judge myself. And it's really just what the brain does when it's at set points or stress levels 3, 4, or 5. So I'm going to judge myself. And then I go into what's wrong with me. How many diagnoses do I have? And I'm out of here. What I want your followers to know is that there's a very simple thing you can do right now. And that is switch to asking yourself, what's my stress number? It's all you have to do. You say, for example, right now I'm at 3. Okay, I'm at 3. That means the middle part of my brain's in charge. And there's a beautiful pathway from the middle part of my brain back up to feeling connected, like what you are right now with, you're thinking of your daughter. That's brain state 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's how the brain works. So there's a different skill. It's just simple. You know, you got first time to children for each one. If you check your number and use the tool, you'll be back to a state of connection and you stop the suffering and you can use more of your energy to make the world a better place, to fulfill your dreams and the dreams of others.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think, and I love what you're saying. I do believe a lot of people don't realize how stressed they are. And I think that's one of the challenges that we've had is people walk around and they fix their stress. You know, they fix it by staying busy, shopping, drinking, relationships. You know, there's any number of ways we fix what we, and so we don't, we're fixing it. We're not really ever dealing with it. So how do we, you know, I'm going to have to take a break here in a second, but I want to just jump in a little bit to how we deal with, how do we know when we're really stressed? That's a great question.
Okay. You will have a stress symptom. Some people find it in their bodies. They have health problems or stomach aches. Like I get stomach aches. Some people have appetites for food. Stress eating is really important. Emotionally, you can go numb. You can go way high, like everything's fine, or you can go on to a low of anxiety or depression. So people show it different ways, but something's not right when you're in stress. It'll show up one way or the other.
That's great. Okay, before I get to my first break, I want to mention you do have a new book out. It's called What's My Number? One Simple Question That Unlocks Your Brain's Power for Health, Happiness, and Purpose. If somebody has to move on, tell them real quick where they can get that book.
You can go to Amazon to get What's My Number, but even better, go to our website, ebt.org. You can get an app, a membership, community, and everything. ebt.org or What's My Number.
Okay, listen, I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the what you just gave us, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And once we rate that, then what do we do? So we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Okay, we are back, and this is Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Change Your Mind and Live Stress-Free. I'm with Dr. Laurel Mellon, who is the founder of the Emotional Brain Training Center. She is an individual that helps people to let go of stress. She's got a new book out, and we're talking about the book. We're also talking about once you identify your stress, how can you let that go? So that's the question right there. How do you let it go once you identify what level you are at?
Well, I think you're also very right saying people don't know how stressed they are. And some people go on a false high, some people go low, some people get so numb they don't even know what's going on. And that's normal right now. 70% of Americans in the study that was just published last week are moderately to highly distressed. And that compares to 2 years ago, 22% were. So we're all experiencing this stress level. The second thing is we expect to feel bad and we get used to it. The brain gets in the stress habit. In order to change your life and to live through this pandemic and create a new life for yourself that's much better going forward, instead of tolerating stress, essentially expect yourself to be in a state of connection, well-being, and even joy. And that's brain state one. Here's telling you exactly how to do it. Wake up in the morning and you're saying, like, I get up this morning, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm tired, I'm hungry, whatever. And I say, what I'm doing with my life today is I'm creating joy in my life. I think, yeah, all right. Okay. The reason I want you to do that is we have become addicted to stress. We think stress is normal. And essentially, even when we say, okay, it's normal, The stress chemicals in our body are killing us. That's the root cause of our addictions, our emotional and behavioral health problems, and even cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. It's all about stress. So what I recommend you do is get our app, Brain-Based Health by EBT, the book and the app come together on our website, and put it on your smartphone. And wake up in the morning and say, oh, what am I doing with my life? I'm creating joy in my life. So I have a voice and I have courage. Anytime you don't feel good or great, touch on the icon. And that icon will take you right through. And in 2 to 4 minutes, you'll be back to a state of connection. And you'll start to get in the habit of spiraling up from stress to a state of well-being.
You know, I love that. And I'm thinking in my own life, how quick sometimes I can go to feeling stressed out. Like I'm everything's going along fine. I'm having a great day. And then bam, something triggers me. And I can be at a high stress level almost very quickly.
Right.
How do we retrain our brain so that we stop doing that pattern?
Okay, so there are three parts to emotional brain training. The first is start very slowly, get the app and start finding out, my God, I can actually change my whole body and feeling about life in 2 to 4 minutes, because they're emotional pathways and we only discovered them in 2007. Once you do that, you're going to say, you know, I get stuck sometimes. I get triggered sometimes. And then you move on to learning how to rewire triggers, using the same tools in a focused way, just something that bothers you. Like, I would get triggered to get depressed with a little self-pity thrown in, and I would get triggered to essentially try to rescue my children from all their pain. And I would get triggered to eat sugar and whatever, or to essentially procrastinate at work. So whatever, you pick out four triggers. And with our other book, which is The Stress Overload Solution, also available at ebt.org, you go there in 30 days, you rewire four triggers. Once that happens, your set point in your brain or your brain's habit stops being in stress, and you can move up your set point so you're in a state of connection more easily and more spontaneously.
How do breaks tie into stress? I'm thinking in my own life now, I think that when I plan breaks in my day, I can manage my stress levels a lot more. I let go, I walk out. Does that play an important part in this?
But, you know, actually, the stress monster grabs hold of you. And this is a science-based method. People use it as they would psychotherapy, but it's self-directed psychotherapy in the emotional brain. And so essentially, the brain likes to be in stress because that's what it's used to. So any way you can interrupt that and stop the reptilian brain from being in charge is good. But the best way to take a break is to take an EBT break, because only in 2 to 4 minutes, you're going to feel on top of the world. You're going to go from a 3, 4, or 5 where you're disconnected and stressed to a state of 1 in connection. It's the quickest, easiest way to connect with the deepest part of yourself. And essentially, connecting with the deepest part of ourselves is the solution.
That's really good. What led you, I'm going to back up a little bit, what led you to develop this? What was the purpose behind this for you, Dr. Mellon?
Well, I started just, you know, I suffered a lot as a kid, basically from depression and from overeating. I had a stress eating problem with sugar. And I started to go in my professional life as a university professor. And I thought, how am I going to help people stop the drive to do these things? Because just stopping the behavior is not enough. The brain actually has a drive. And I actually got lucky. I really believe in science. And I went to the library at UCSF and I said, there's got to be a way to stop this overeating. It was with kids at the time. Now it's adults and for everything. And I said, I found this old study that said, it's really about emotional connection. And if you can teach simple tools to emotionally connect, everything changes. Everything changes. And so I thought, okay, I was a young woman. I thought, I can do that. So I did it. I didn't really expect it to work. And this little girl comes and says, the mother says, what happened to my daughter? She was so depressed and she was eating all the time and hiding food. And now she's just happy. And I said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life finding out why and make that available worldwide. And that's what we're doing right now. And the brain science wasn't even published until 20 years later. But the issue is, how can you deny that? Because essentially, it's magical, because it's the emotional brain. And we've been told that the emotional brain, psychiatrists do that or medications do that. You know who does the emotional brain? We all do, because we can learn how to process our emotions, rewire circuits, and create that secure connection inside of us. Anyone can do it.
I love that. And you make it sound really simple. And because, you know, I do know that there's probably some work involved in this. Let me ask you this. What would stop a person? Let's say somebody has stop-start patterns. They start it, they stop it, they start it, they stop it. What would stop a person from being able to do this process?
Just about anything. I was on Oprah 3 times and she pulled me aside and she says, well, I really respect you, Laurel, because people will do anything to avoid their feelings. Yes. But I will say that what happens is people don't understand that when you don't have EBT tools, you're at a huge disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know how to process your emotions, once you go below 1 and 2, you're down here, you're going to create problems until you finally end up resolving it emotionally. So essentially people come because they say, okay, I can't stand taking all these medications, or I can't stand stuffing my face every night, or I can't stand the fact that I yell at my kids. They usually have something intolerable where they say, I want a better life than that. So they come in because they want to relieve stress. They stay with it because they're amazed how effective it is. And after they find that they don't have to blame themselves, they're just wires, they stay with it because they want to have the rewards of a connected brain. And as you raise your set point, you get sanctuary, authenticity, all these beautiful rewards that make life beautiful.
I love that. I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And I got a few more questions for you. But the book, again, the name of your book is What's My Number? And you can get that on Amazon. And also, Dr. Laura Mellon said, go to her website. The tools are there. What's the website again, Dr. Mellon?
EBT, Emotional Brain Training, EBT.org.
EBT.org. All righty. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life, a time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down, a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite. CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Our show today is The Courage to Change Your Mind. Before I get to my guest, Dr. Laurel Mellon, I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors. If you're a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners since 1991 to not only grow their businesses, but also to grow their lives. This month, their program focuses on helping women to change up their business models. And they have a speaker. I think they're coming in. Well, they have a speaker every 2 weeks. They're celebrity speakers. And if you want to connect with really amazing leaders in the entrepreneurial community, check out womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Also, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate you letting your friends know about this show. All the replays are available at voicesofcourage.us. And you can, if you in your car driving around, just tell Alexa, Cortana, or Siri, play Voices of Courage podcast. We'll come right up. We are right now in 160 countries and in about 250 stations. So I know you're getting us. Come to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages. Give us a like. Let us know what topics you'd like to hear. You are important, and I'd like to be able to bring those guests on. If you have a guest to recommend, let us know. We'd love that too. All righty, back to my show here. So today I am speaking with Dr. Laurel Millen, and she is the founder of the Emotional Brain Training Center. She's a neuroscience scientist, and she's also a health psychologist, an associate clinical professor of family and community medicine and pediatrics at the School of Medicine, University of California, San Francisco. Okay, Dr. Millen.
Oh, you went off. You went off.
All righty. Well, welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Change Your Mind. And I got to give a quick shout out to one of my sponsors, Women's Wisdom. If you're a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention. Women's Wisdom has been assisting business owners since 1991 to not only grow their businesses, but to grow their lives. They bring in celebrity speakers on an ongoing basis every 2 weeks. You can find them at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. I also want to truly thank you for tuning in. Appreciate all your questions and your comments on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram sites. And if you would like to listen to the replays, just go to voicesofcourage.us. And if you're driving in your car, just tell Cortana, Siri, or Alexa, play Voices of Courage podcast, and it'll come right up for you. All right, today the show is called The Courage to Change Your Mind, Live Stress-Free. I have Dr. Laurel Millen. She's the founder of the Emotional Brain Training Institute. And she's a health psychologist and associate professor of family and community medicine and pediatrics, School of Medicine at the University of California at San Francisco. Dr. Millen, we're talking about stress. We're talking about people that are out there wanting to reduce their stress. Listen, there's a lot of people that lost their jobs right now. There's a lot of people that are, you know, they're isolated and, you know, they really want to change things up.
Yes.
We've been talking about that. What's your number one key for helping people change up their stress levels?
Ask yourself, what's my stress number? And stop asking yourself how you feel or what you need. If you're in stress, you won't know, and it'll just make you frustrated. Instead, up your game. This is the age of the emotional brain. We're going to have a lot of stress. And when you do this, you're going to, three things will happen right away. As soon as you start asking yourself, what's my number? The immediate result is you stop judging yourself because you're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 is super stressed out. 1 is in joy. And so is everyone else on the planet. We're in the same boat. And so you're on the map. And so you understand, oh gosh, I feel overwhelmed and lost and confused. I must be at brain state 5. You'll be able to communicate better with your partner and other people. Teach it to your whole family. If you use our app, EBT, Brain-Based Health, you'll find that your whole family can use the same app for the same price. And what happens is you end up talking that language. For example, a mother will say, hey, sweetheart, I know that you really want me right now, but I'm at brain state 5. And I said that to my husband the other night. And he says, oh, sweetheart, I know I'm at 5-2. I'm really stressed out too. And so there's all sorts of love and humor and playfulness that comes out. And more important, if you do this over and over again, where you know your number, you spiral up out of your stress, you actually train your brain for resilience. Essentially, it's like a stress vaccine. You'll come out of this COVID period not only feeling happier, healthier, and more connected, but you will have changed your brain. So inside of you, there's stress protection. And we all need that going forward in the world.
Wow, I love that. And I love that you've taken the time to be on a show today, and I want to honor your time too. So I know you got that next one to get on to. You're doing lots of interviews right now because of what's going on in the world. Thank you so much, Dr. Mellon, for being here. I really appreciate it. I could dive into this topic many, many times. I hope you'll come back on the show.
I would love to have you back.
I love
your work, and thanks for inviting me.
Thank you so much. And let's tell them one more time about where to get the information about you and in the book.
Good. Go to ebt.org and get a membership to try out the tools, get the app, get all that support, or go to Amazon for the new book, which is a small book. You can read it in a couple hours. It's What's My Number? One Simple Question That Unlocks Your Brain's Power for Happiness, Health, and Purpose. Just what
happiness,
your daughter
health,
did.
And purpose. I love that. That's so good. Okay. Well, thank you again. And we'll see you again soon, I hope.
I hope so.
Thank you, Dr. Mellon. Appreciate it.
Love what you're doing. Totally love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. Enjoy your daughter. What a beautiful thing.
I'm going to see her in the next day or so.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Well, my heart to her.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'll let her know that.
Please. Yeah. Take care.
All righty. Well, you know, that health, happiness, vitality, power, passion.
Yeah.
This is what we this show is all about. This is why I bring on guests like Dr. Mellon onto the show, so that we can help you to really lighten up. I think lighten the load is the key to this, right? You know,
exactly.
when we're feeling heavy and we're feeling like things are just going wrong, and we start to get in that place where, and listen, if we get in that place where we're hopeless, we're feeling down, everybody gets there sometimes, right? I don't know anybody that's not there, but I do know this. I do know that if you will take the time to do some of the work that we're talking about here on the show, your life will get better and better. Well, listen, I have my next guest, Dr. Susan Shumsky, and she's dedicated her life to helping people take command of their bodies in highly effective, powerful, and positive ways. She's the author. She's a best-selling author of 17 books. She's been published by Simon & Schuster, Random House, Penguin, Red Wheel, Weisler, and Skyhorse, all the top publishing agencies in the world. And she's got 34 books published in foreign languages, and she's won 31 awards. Listen, she knows her stuff. She's coming on right now. And Dr. Susan, if you can turn your video on, that would be great. Hopefully you can do that. I can't do that
because you have stopped it. The host has stopped the video.
I will have to turn your video back on. Okay. I remember doing that to another guest. Hold on here. Let's see how I'm going to do that. Actually, I guess if I go down here, I think I should be able to do that. Okay. Here you are. All righty. Let's see. Hey, I have to ask to start your video. There we go. All right. So you should be able to do it now.
I'm fine.
There we go. Okay. Well, it's good to have you. Well, listen, I got about a minute left in this segment. Then we got two more segments coming up. Welcome. It's great to have you.
I'm very excited to be here with you today, Ken.
Yeah. You know, you've done a lot of this work for clients over the years where you've helped them to really take back command and take back their lives after they've gone through great challenges. You know, I guess what I want to get there is with your story, but I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to take a quick break, then we'll come right back. And I want to hear about how you got into this business of uplifting people and some of your courageous moments that you had to overcome, because there's a lot of people going through courageous stuff right now. And maybe sometimes they're not feeling so courageous. So we'll be talking about that in a whole bunch more. I'm going to take a quick break. We will be right back. And by the way, when I take the break, go ahead and just turn your video off for 1 second. That gives the engineers to know right where we need to be. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is titled The Courage to Change Your Mind and Live Stress-Free. Before I get to my guest, Dr. Susan Shumsky, I would like to give a shout out to some of my other networks that we're on right now. We're on a new network. It's called Papadopoulo. And Papadopoulo, you can get the app. If you spell it P-O-P-O-D-O-P-O-L-O, you might have to play that back a couple times. But P-O-P-O-D-O-P-O-L-O, Papadopoulo. They are a unique podcast platform where you can game on there. They give you rewards when you're listening to shows. It's really fun. So we're on that new network. Also, I'd like to encourage you to check out a couple of my other affiliate networks, UK Health Radio, E360 TV, and Talk Radio New York City. All three networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of yourself. That's the reason I'm on those networks, because they align with our values here. And so you can tune into them at ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, or E360 TV. Also, one quick other shout out to an organization called Women's Wisdom. They are helping entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and their lives since 1991. They have celebrity speakers that come in. So, hey, why not network with some cool entrepreneurs if you're a woman entrepreneur, and also listen to the top celebrity speakers? You can find them at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Oh, I'm so blessed. I've got Dr. Susan Shumsky, and honestly, she's dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives. I should say no more, but I want to say more about you. You know, you're a highly respected spiritual teacher. You're the founder of Divine Revelation, a unique field-proven technology for contacting divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, receiving clear guidance. Listen, I can't think of something that we need to talk about more than how to tune into our inner wisdom, get divine guidance, and make proper choices during this time of COVID. How did you get involved with this, Dr. Shumsky?
Well, way back in the middle of the 20th century, I was a hippie.
We all were, weren't we?
And, you know, those of us who were actually flower children, who were really serious about, serious is a funny word to use, but serious about being hippies, we wanted to experience higher states of consciousness. At that time, our gurus were Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert, who later became Ram Dass. They had written a book called The Psychedelic Experience, and they were telling us that we could reach nirvana if we just took LSD. So we were experimenting with that. You know, it didn't work out really very well for me, that's for sure. But I still wanted to experience nirvana, even though LSD caused me to have a psychotic break. But anyway.
Now you and many others, I'm sure.
Exactly. So I was searching, I was seeking, I was reading the Buddhist scriptures, I was reading Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda, I was reading The Way of Zen by Alan Watts and other works by Alan Watts. And I noticed that in his books, he said that you have to find a meditation guide. Well, in middle of the 1900s, in Berkeley, California, you didn't exactly go to the yellow pages and look up meditation guide or anything remotely similar. So I asked a friend, well, how do I find this meditation guide? He said, well, have you ever tried to meditate on your own? I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I lay down on my bed, and that's how clueless I was, Ken. I didn't even know you're supposed to sit up when you meditate. I lay on my bed and I sort of prayed for or asked for a meditation. And immediately I was propelled into this ecstatic state. I could feel this rush or cord of energy rushing from the tips of my toes all the way to the top of my head. And I felt like I was plugged into a cosmic electric socket, but in a most ecstatic way. And I figured, well, I guess this is meditation. I didn't know any better. Little did I know that I not only had my first meditation experience, but also what they call Kundalini awakening all at the same time without any drugs or stimulants. And then not too long after that, a friend took me to the Transcendental Meditation Center. And I saw a picture of the guru on the wall, who was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He was the founder of Transcendental Meditation. He was the guru of the Beatles. He later became the guru of the Beatles. Anyway, I saw his picture on the wall, and I immediately knew, just from the energy that was exuding from his picture, I knew that this is where I could learn real meditation. And so I got very involved with that. I ended up actually in his various ashrams for over 2 decades, studying with him. I was on his personal staff for 6 years in Europe. So I was very, very into transcendental meditation, experiencing that, meditating anywhere from 5 to 20 hours a day. It was an interesting time of my life. And then later, I found another kind of meditation, which I call divine revelation. And that's, ever since then, I've been writing books about that and teaching people that particular form of meditation.
I love that. I love that, you know, and so you've had a very rich experience. And, you know, I think it's interesting because some people will hear this and go, oh my gosh, I don't have 6 years of my life to go and dedicate 5 to 20 hours a day to meditate. I've got kids, I've got a job, I've got a lot going on. Do you think meditation is important today for those folks?
You know, way back then, we had to meditate so many hours a day because we were transforming. We were spiritual pioneers. We were transforming the world through vibrations of peace and love from meditation. So Maharishi, his idea was that we could create world peace by having people meditate in large groups. In fact, he proved that by sending hundreds of people to war-torn areas and crime-ridden areas. And he had them meditate in these large groups. And then he did statistical studies. His scientists did studies and found out that, in fact, the crime rate went down, the war would subside, and so on. So that was a different time.
It was a different. I do want to mention this. I've had a guest on my show. Her name is Dr. Lynn McTaggart. And Lynn McTaggart has done the research that Maharishi and some of the pioneers put out there. And, you know, she's done the science behind that, right? So we now know that what we're talking about here is actually science, that we, through the power of intention, can actually change human experience, can change, can create peace, can change health, can change vitality in bodies. It's amazing.
Absolutely, especially in groups. And that's what's going on right now, as a matter of fact. But the thing is, what I wanted to emphasize about that is that we did this kind of pioneer work where we were like chopping our way through the jungle, creating a pathway that would lift the vibration of the earth. But it has been lifted now. So people don't have to meditate 20 hours a day. They don't even have to meditate half an hour a day. 5 minutes is enough for a person to experience higher consciousness, to get into a relaxed state. So yes, you all have time to meditate.
That's really good. Let's talk a little bit about guided meditations. You know that, in fact, you know, it's interesting because people come to me and they say, well, I just meditated. I say, what'd you do? Well, I walked in the forest or I walked down the street and I was meditating. And I believe, you know, in my understanding of meditation, that's more of a mindful practice than a meditative practice. So why don't we talk a little bit about meditation and also guided meditations, and so we can clearly define that for individuals.
Yes, Ken. I mean, there are many ways that you can get into a an altered state or a higher state of consciousness. And some of those might be, for example, walking in the forest. But if you want to actually do a practice of experiencing transcendental consciousness, you want to experience spiritual awakening in an intentional way, I do recommend closed eyes meditation, sitting in a chair and going deep within. And there are many, many techniques for that. But I recommend especially guided meditation for beginners, because what happens is if you have a guided meditation, it engages your mind so that you don't have to be concerned about, okay, I'm going to be thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner or something during this meditation. The guided meditation will lead you step by step through the process. So I call it the do nothing program, because you do nothing, nothing, and less than nothing, and you're guided into the meditative process. So I wrote a book called Third Eye Meditations. That particular book is filled with guided meditations, affirmations, prayers, and mantras that you can use in an intentional sit down meditation. Now, you can either just read them from the book, or if you want to use some of the meditations with eyes closed, then I recommend that you record some of those meditations in your own voice on a device. And then you sit down, get really comfortable, start the playback, close your eyes, and go. You'll be guided into a meditative state. And by the way, the book Third Eye Meditations is available as an audiobook as well. So that's really a do-nothing program. You just listen to the audio version of the meditation.
That's awesome. Can they get that on Audible or on Amazon?
Yes.
Or yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. And they just look up Third Eye Meditations.
Exactly.
Or in Google your name, Susan Shumsky. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's easy enough. Let's talk about benefits of meditation. For you, through your journey from starting out to now, what would you say the most consistent benefit of meditation has been for you and your clients?
I would say happiness.
Happiness. Nobody wants happiness in this world. Don't meditate. I'm telling you, if you're one of the mismatchers, don't meditate, and then you might. But listen, happiness. Okay. Yeah.
Before I learned how to meditate way back long ago, I was not really a very happy person. I had never really experienced happiness. I didn't even know what happiness was. And then when I began to meditate, I actually experienced an inner state of happiness. And I experienced well-being. I experienced relaxation. I experienced wholeness and oneness. I experienced unbounded awareness, higher consciousness, what in India they call bliss consciousness. So it's really a very blissful, ecstatic state when you meditate and get into that higher state of consciousness.
When we're in higher states of consciousness, it's been my experience with my meditations. I'll digress for a second. You were talking about when you sit in meditation. One of the things I tell my mind is I have nowhere to go and nothing to do. I'm just there to meditate. So it stops the mind from wanting to jump up and go do the 100 million things it wants to do every moment. But when we're in that meditative state and we're connecting to higher realms of consciousness, how does that higher realms of consciousness apply practically in your life?
You know, that's really a great question, because when I was in the ashram meditating so much for so long, I noticed that, you know, that blissful state didn't necessarily always translate into practical everyday life. But then when I learned this other type of meditation that I call divine revelation, I was able to bring that blissful spiritual awareness into the most mundane aspects of my life simply by using a principle that's the basis of everything that I teach. And that is ask and it shall be given unto you. So when people get into a deep meditative state, rarely does anyone do this. And that is ask. Start a dialogue with spirit, with a capital S. Start a dialogue with your higher self. and begin to ask questions, ask for guidance, ask for inspiration, ask for creative ideas, ask to be led in a certain direction, ask for healing and health and well-being, whatever it is you want to ask for. Do that when you're in that deep meditative state. When you start a dialogue with spirit, then that begins to develop your intuition. And intuition is the most vital skill that people need on this planet right now.
Isn't
because
that the truth?
We don't know what to do. We are now in a state of question mark. We have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. And we really need guidance more than ever before. And the best person to guide you is your own higher self, your own higher wisdom, because it's much smarter than your ego. And it knows exactly what's highest and best wisdom for you to do. So that's called intuition. And developing that is absolutely vital at this time.
Okay, you couldn't have said it better. Listen, I got to take a quick break. When I come back, though, what I want to dive into is the human energy field and the layers of that field and how tuning into higher levels of consciousness can work within our own human energy field. So got to take a break. I'll be right back. And we're talking with Dr. Susan Chomsky.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today we are trying to explore the inner realms of consciousness to be able to help you to change the way you think, so that you can change the way that your life shows up. And in our last segment, I was talking with Dr. Susan Chomsky, and she was talking about asking, going deep and asking. Now, for some of you, if you don't have the right questions to ask, I did write a book. It's called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Extraordinary Questions to Create Life-Changing Results. Those questions are in 35 different categories. And you can start to understand that, you know, if we ask the same questions over and over again, we get the same results over and over again. So when you learn the art of asking deep questions that go, like she said, once you're in a high state of consciousness, then you start to ask for what you need. And a lot of times it's simple. We just need, you know, we ask for something that we need normally. But what if you were to ask for greater ask greater questions to get greater results. That's intriguing. Anyway, you can get that book, Asking You'll Succeed, on Amazon. And for those of you, I didn't mention this today in the show earlier, I usually do. My latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. That's also available right now on my website at couragetochange.us, couragetochange.us. Okay, Dr. Chomsky has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly efficient, positive, powerful ways. Right now, we're talking about the mind, how to quiet and still the mind within meditation. And I wanted to talk with you a little bit now about the human energy field, what it is, what are the layers of the field, and how does raising our consciousness impact this energy field? It's all yours.
Yes. So I wrote a book called The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing. And in that book, I talk about different layers of the human energy field. Some people call it the aura or the auric field. So traditionally in India, there are what they call panchakosha, or five sheaths. First of all, there's the physical body, which is called the anamaya kosha, meaning food sheath. And it's called the food sheath because it's made of food, sustained by food, and becomes food for something else after we're gone. So that is why it's called the food sheath. Then we have something called the pranamaya kosha, which is your vital energy sheath, which pervades, permeates, and surrounds your physical body. And that is where we have life force energy flowing through that sheath. In India, they call it prana. In China, they call it qi. And in Japan, they call it ki. So this vital life force energy is what is keeping you alive. In the ancient Upanishads of India, the scriptures of India, it is said that when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. Then we have another sheath called the mental emotional sheath, the manamaya kosha, which is your ability to have perception. The senses are contained in that sheath, so you can experience the world. And then there is the vijnanamaya kosha, which is the intellect ego sheath. And then there is the anandamaya kosha, which is the causal body by which you individuate. And there are higher bodies as well, the I am body, God body. So the point I want to make is that we are multidimensional beings. We live in several realms at the same time and in several bodies, these subtle bodies that are actually keeping you alive, that are regulating your physical body. Mm-hmm. So in fact, the mental body is your mind, your intention, your thoughts that are creating your reality. Every thought, every word, every deed is determining your own destiny. You are 100% in charge of your own destiny, and it's created through thought. As Lord Buddha said in the first verse of the Dhammapada, most important scripture of Buddhism, he says, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. All that we are. He says, if a person speaks or acts with a pure thought, then happiness follows him or her. If a person speaks with an impure thought, then unhappiness follows him or her. And by the way, Jesus said the same thing. He said, we are not defiled by what we put into our mouth. We are defiled by what comes out of our mouth. So that's why it's so important that we maintain health of our mental body, of all these subtle bodies, through good thinking, speaking, and doing.
I love that. Well, listen, I wish I had more time. This has been an intriguing conversation. I, again, would love to have you back on this show to be able to explore and go much deeper into the consciousness aspect of what we're talking about. So I hope you'll take me up on that. And let's talk about where they can connect with you and get your books and tapes and stuff. Dr. Shumsky, where is that?
Yeah. So I have a couple websites. One is drsusan.org, drsusan.org. And another one is divinetravels.com. That's plural on the travels, divinetravels.com.
Well, you know, you bring a lot of hope for a world that needs hope right now. And there's a lot of people making transition. They don't know how to make transition and how to go within and start to experience more joy, more happiness, more love in their lives. They're locked down with family members that may be upset and stressed too. And I love what you said. You know, you're just quoting the masters. The masters are basically saying, you know, as within, so without. If you connect deeply within your own love, your own heart, and you can express that, you know, return the anger for kindness, return the misery for joy. If you can do that on a consistent basis, then life can get better for you and for your family. So that's all the time I have right now. And thank you so much for joining me. If you are a person that would like to find out more about Voices of Courage and our replays, just go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. And listen to the replays there. Until I connect with you next time, please be safe, be happy, seek joy, and be willing to see the unseeable. and know the unknowable and do the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.